Now will you listen to him? Verse 4. And this is something that I think is very important. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it. Don't go forward at an invitation just to make a decision publicly. There's a great deal of that going on today that's quite meaningless. At a service that I conducted recently, I was criticized severely because I would not let young people come forward, because it was so obvious that it would be a display if any did come. But yet there were quite a few that made decisions there that night, and I felt it was better to keep them right where they were and let them make the decision right there and then and come to Christ like that. God says, don't you make a vow and then not pay it, not to God. And how many folk have been forward in meetings and it's meant nothing in the world at all. And then he says, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. When you do business with God, friends, it's real. You just can't go to God and promise him things and then not make good and expect or maintain a vital relationship with God. Oh, I tell you, there is a lot of pious talking today and pious promising, but it's absolutely meaningless because it's never carried out. And God says, if you're going to make a vow, carry it. And did you know God gave a law for that? I would recommend to you a book that happens to be mine, Learning Through Leviticus, Volume 2, and it's Chapter 27 there. That's a book that you ought to have. In fact, you ought to have Leviticus. It's a pretty important book in the Bible, and it has to do, Chapter 27, with vows. God gave laws concerning vows. When you do business with God, you better mean what you say, because God's going to hold you to it. And I think today that there is many a person that's off of the mission field, many a preacher that's out of the pulpit, many a Christian that's been put on the shelf because he promised God something and he didn't mean it at all, and God just happens to hold you to what you say, my friend. This is not religion when you're dealing with God. You're not going through a ceremony. You're dealing with a person, and that person expects you to make good when you promise him anything. Now, will you notice verse 5? Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hand? God will move in on you. And don't you try to say that you said it in a fit of emotion or that maybe you intended to do it and then found out you couldn't. And you know you could. Oh, my friend, we're dealing today with a living God, and a great many people don't seem to know it. And as a result, they stand out yonder on the fringe of things today. Oh, may we mean what we say to God, and may we say something to him.